Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Dalet, by the two dots, quotes the Braisa, Tana Rabbanon, Zachur, right, from the word Zachurcha. So in the din of Aliyah L'Regel and Re'iyah, it says, Yeira'eh kol Zachurcha, so Lahotzi es Hanashim. The fact that it says Zachur as part of the word Zachurcha, so that's excluding women. Zachurcha Lahotzi Tumtum Androgynous. But the whole word Zachurcha is to exclude all Sveikos. Kol Zachurcha L'Rabbos es Haktanim, that includes the Ketanim. And then we go back to analyze this particular braisa. Amar Mar, Zachur Lahotzias Hanashim, Halamali Kra. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, why do I need any pasuk to exclude women from Re'iyah? Mechti, let's see. Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramu, Bechol Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramu, Nashim Turos. It's a regular Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramu. Obviously, there's only a Mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel three times a year, very specific times. So why would I need a better source than that to exclude women from the mitzvah of Re'iyah? So Gemara says, Itzterich, Sol Gedai Dechamin HaNeil for Re'iyah, Re'iyah Mehakel. So I might have thought that we learn Gzeira Shaveh from Hakel, as we do with other things, that we compare Hakel to Re'iyah. So Ma'ala Nashim Chayavos, right, because it says, Hakel Esa'am Anashim V'Nashim V'Taf. So it says there, by Hakel, it includes women and children. So therefore, ma'alala, nashim chayav, azavkan nafsh chayav. I would have thought that women, just as they're chayav in hakel, they are chayav as well in re'iyah, kamash malan. So therefore, the pasuk of zachurcha teaches me, or zachur, part of zachurcha, teaches me that women are pater from re'iyah. So this is the source that the Gemara gives, that women are pater from re'iyah. So I wanted to discuss this idea that women are pturim from pturos, from mitzvah sasehishas man grama. And specifically, not really that women are pater, but that the concept of a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. What actually is the definition of mitzvah saseh shezman grama? So the thumbnail definition that everyone gives for mitzvah saseh shezman grama is, I don't know, how would you say it in English if somebody stopped you on the street and asked you how to say it? Time-bound mitzvahs, right? So that's a pretty good definition. The question is, what is the definition of time-bound? Meaning, as we'll see, it's not so poshut how you define a time-bound mitzvah. So I think one of the best ways to go about it is by discussing a fairly strange machlokas in the Rishonim as to whether or not a certain mitzvah is actually a mitzvah seh shezman grama. So let's take a look in source number 2 in the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin is based on the Mishnah, on Daf Chav Tes, which actually is the source that says that women are pater from mitzvahs asay shazman grama, right? That because it starts off kol mitzvahs aav ala ben, mitzvahs aben ala av, anashim chayav, nashim turas, etc. And certain mitzvahs, I mean, sorry, mitzvah ben ala av, women, men are chayav, women are pater, mitzvahs aav ala ben, then both men and women are chayav. And then it just goes on, it says, and all mitzvahs asay shazman grama, women are pater, but all the lo sasays, both men and women are chayav, except for three, Bal Tashchis, Bal Takif, and Bal Tatame Lemesim. So that's the source, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes in Maseches Kiddushin. And then the Gemara gets around to discussing Mitzvah Seh Shezman Grama at the end of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, going through Daf Lamed Dalet. There's a lot of discussion about what is the source in the Torah that women are putter from a Mitzvah Seh Shezman Grama. And the Gemara keeps going back and forth trying to decipher the source. And really, Lamaskana, all the way on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara seems to conclude that we learn a Binyan Av from Tefillin. That Tefillin is the main source, that women are pater from Mitzvah Seh Shezman Grama. And we learn a Binyan Av onto the other mitzvahs. We're not really going to get into the discussion, but it's an interesting thing that, in fact, if you look at all the Mitzvah Seh Shezman Grama, there aren't that many in the Torah. There's actually more exceptions than there are the rule. Meaning, many mitzvah seh shezman grama, women are actually chayavos in, and there are more mitzvah seh shezman grama the women are chayav in than they're pater from. But nevertheless, there are certain mitzvah seh shezman grama the women are, in fact, pater from. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Kiddushin Lama Gimel Beis. Kol mitzvah seh shezman grama. So Tana Rabbanan, they quote the following braisa. Ezel he mitzvah seh shezman grama. What is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, tefillin. Right? So there you go. You have a pretty exhaustive list of all the mitzvahs that women are pater from. Right? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis, tefillin. Ezo mitzvah sasei shelo azman grama. Well, what's an example that's not zman grama? Mezuzah, makeh, aveda, and shiluach hakein. So there's a very, we're not going to discuss it, but there's a very cute Tosfos over here, and a Ramban also, where Tosfos raises the kasha. He says, the four examples we chose to give, any idea why the Gemara chose these, or the Braisa chose these examples back to back with one another? Mezuzah, makeh, aveda, shiluach hakein. So if in the Torah, they're next to each other. But they're really bad examples. Three out of the four, Tosfos points out, are terrible examples. Because the Mishnah says that women, although they are pater from mitzvah saseh shezman groma, are chayiv in all the lo saseh in the Torah except for three. Right? I think we discussed this before. What are the three lo saseh? Bal tashchis, bal takif, and bal tatami lemeisim. Right? So what's bal tashchis? So I always say the same dumb joke. Women are allowed to throw food in the garbage. Men are not allowed to throw food in the garbage. No, it's not. That's not that kind of bal tashchis, right? Bal tashchis means destroying your beard, shaving, what we call nowadays shaving with a razor, right? So women are allowed to shave with the razor. So if a woman has this problem, then she is allowed to shave her beard with a razor. Bal takif is rounding off the pa'as harosh, what we call nowadays cutting off your payas. And about the Tami Lemesim is if she's a Kohenes, she has no Isser to go into a graveyard and to come in contact with a dead body. Those are the three exceptions. But what aren't three of the exceptions? So seemingly we would assume the Isser to not give tzedakah. Well, that's not on the list, sorry. The Isser to not build a makeh, the Isser to not return a lost object, or the Isser to not send away the mother bird, right? Each one of these three latter isurim, the mitzvos, has an isur attached with it. There's v'asisa makeh legagecha, v'lo sasim damim beveisecha. You're not allowed to have dangerous things in your house as a losa say, in addition to the assay of building a makeh. Similarly, there is an isur of, there's a mitzvah of hashev tishivenu lo, that you're supposed to give back the lost object. But there's a lo saseh of lo suchal lehisalem. You're not allowed to ignore the lost object. You're not allowed to just pretend you didn't see it. Right? And there is shiluach hakein. There is a mitzvah of sending away the mother bird. But there's also an isser of lo tikach eim al abanim. You're not allowed to take the mother bird together with the eggs. So all three of these have a lo saseh associated with them. So they seem to be three of the worst possible examples you could give, because even had they been mitzvah saseh shezman groma, a woman would be chayiv in them anyway because of the lo saseh. Okay, so Tosfos gives a teretz, the Ramban gives a different teretz. It's very a fundamental discussion, but it's not for us today. But just to be aware of that famous discussion in the Tosfos. Okay, so should have more sheets. The Ramban on this Gemara is what's relevant for our discussion today. So take a look at source number 3. So no more. I didn't make enough. Aye, sorry. Always make too many. So take a look at the Ramban in source number 3. So says the Ramban, "Behavi yodeya dehai tana hachi tani." And you have to know that the Tana is learning like this. Ezo hi mitzvah saseh shezman grama, kigon, sukkah, it's just an example. Sukkah is just an example of mitzvah saseh shezman grama. It's not an exhaustive list. Ezo hi mitzvah saseh shezman grama, kigon mezuzah. Vitana v'shire, they left out cases. I mean, they left out examples, mitzvah saseh shezman grama, shire tefillin. They left out tefillin. Dichsiv behedya depturos, which is explicit in the Torah that women are potter. The inami sover ein zman grama shayer re'iyah, right? Or if you want to talk about things that are not zman grama, left out re'iyah. It's an even if you hold tefillin. What he means to say is even if you hold tefillin as a mitzvah to say that's not zman grama, they left out re'iyah, which we just said in our gemara is a mitzvah to say she zman grama. Over mitzvah to say she ein zman grama, and you want to talk about mitzvahs to say that are not zman grama, shayer tuva, left out a lot of mitzvahs. More of a kavod, honoring and fearing your parents. Bikurim. Right? Bikurim. Wait a second. Bikurim? It's a bad example. Can you bring Bikurim all year round?
No, on Sunday first.
What?
Isn't it only the first?
Well, yeah, it's only the first, but you can't even bring Bikurim certain time of year. Right? The Chag HaBikurim is Shavuos. You don't bring your Bikurim dafka on Shavuos. It's Shavuos is the earliest time, and the end of the time is around Hanukkah time. You can't bring the Bikurim in the dead of winter. So Bikurim might be a bad example. Challah, right? Separating challah is a good example, not Zman Grama. Kisui Adam, also a good example. When you shecht a bird, or a less commonly, you shecht a chaya, you have to cover the blood, special mitzvah. You don't get it. If you ever go visit a kosher slaughterhouse, sometimes the shochet will let you do it. Usually, if you go, you have to go a place where they're shechting chickens. You're not going to find too many places where they're shechting deer or something else, which would be chai. Meaning, if you're shechting cows, you're not chai in kisui adam. Behema versus chaya. So behema is not chai in kisui adam. Chaya va'of is chai in kisui adam. So if you go to a place where they shecht chickens, you can. It's a chance to be mekayim in the mitzvah of kisui adam. Reishis hageiz, which is the first shearings of the sheep, goes to the kohen. Matanos, other giving over of mitzvah of matanos to the kahuna. Sfira sa'omer, right? Counting sfira. That's not Zman Grama either. Priko Tiina, right? Helping somebody load and unload their animal. Pidyon Peter Chamor, right? When you have a firstborn donkey, you're supposed to redeem the. You're supposed to do a pidyon onto a sheep and then give that sheep to a kohen. Virova mitzvos kain. And most mitzvos are like this. No questions? Yeah. Ah, there we go. Right? I thought I got it by. But. Svira Saomer, are you kidding? Svira Saomer?
That's a trick question.
It was a trick question. Saying the Ramban was trying to trick you, apparently, but he thinks it's true. The Ramban lists Svira Saomer as a mitzvah sase that's not Zman Grum. So that's very difficult to suggest. So how could it be that Svira Saomer is not a mitzvah sase Zman Grum? In his list, he decides to include Svira Saomer. And not only that, if you look in the Rambam, source number 4, the Rambam Nochas Tmidim Musafim, Perek Zayin, Alacha Chav Dalid, so in the middle of a discussion of Svira Saomer, he writes, Mitzvah Zu, I'll call Ishmi Yisrael, it's a mitzvah on the men, Ubechol Makom Uchol Zman. And it's any time and any place. This is the Rambam Shita, that Svira Saomer Bizman Hazeh is still Mida Oraisa. Right, the majority of Rishonim hold that nowadays Sfiras Omer is only midrabbanan, but the Rambam holds it's midoraisa. V'nashim v'avadim turim imena, and nashim and avadim are potter from Sfiras Omer. So Rambam states explicitly that it is a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. Women are potter. The Ramban, for some strange reason, says that Sfiras Omer is not zman grama. Did anybody count Sfira today? No, me neither. It's not the time for it. It's not the time for Svira Saomer. You could also suggest that even within the days you do count Svira, there's a certain time you're supposed to count Svira perhaps. Right? So it's very difficult to understand what the Ramban is talking about. There is a... I forgot already what the suggestion is. Later, Achronim wanted to suggest that maybe in the early editions of the Ramban, it was a Rosh Tevos. It was a Rosh Tevos, but I forgot what they said it was instead. They wanted to say it was really, he wrote like Samach Ayin, and he was really talking about a different mitzvah, but I can't remember what the other mitzvah might have been. It's wrong anyway, and I'll explain to you how we know it's wrong. But like, this is one of those cases where the Ramban is so difficult that people started making up fake scholarship to try to explain the Ramban. I happen to be a fan of scholarship. Not all the time, but I'm not against scholarship, but it has to be good scholarship. It has to be with riyas. You can't just say things because, right, the prime example of bad scholarship is the Torah Tamima's scholarship. When you guys know what I'm talking about? He has a book called Baruch Sha'amar. It's a 3-volume autobiography. It has a lot of very interesting things in there. But he gets into fake scholarship. Like he asks, you guys never heard the Magdil Migdol one or the Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim one? He's got a bunch of these. Those are the two most famous ones. Nobody knows why we say Magdil versus Migdol in benching. So he came up with a cute suggestion, which was that it's what you ever notice in the bencher, it says on during the week, it says Magdil, and then it says Bishabis Migdol. So where does that come from? It comes from because the David HaMelech has the same song printed in Sefer Shmuel, as well as in the Perek of Tehillim. And one of the only differences, maybe the, I don't remember offhand what the differences are, but at the end, in Sefer Shmuel, it says, Migdol Yeshuas Malko, and in Tehillim, it says, Magdol Yeshuas Malko. That's one of the only differences between the way this the Shira is written in Sefer Shmuel versus the way it's written in Sefer Tehillim. And so the Torah Tamima suggests that maybe what used to be in the old benchers was that it didn't say one is for Chol and one is for Shabbos. It said that there were two girsos. It said Magdil, and then in parentheses it said Beis Shin Beis, which actually stood for in the second book of Samuel, right? Bishmuel Beis, Bishmuel Bet. It says Migdol. So it didn't say you're supposed to say Migdol on Shabbos. It said you're supposed to say Migdol. It said we're not sure which one is the correct one to say in benching. So it's the so you're supposed to say Migdol, Magdil, but then also just keep in mind, in Shmuel Bet, it says Migdol. And then somebody misread that, and they thought it said B'Shabbos. So they started saying on Shabbos, Migdol, and then on during the week, they say Magdil. So one of the ways that we know that that's wrong is that... That's something that you could get a PhD for saying, just for the record. Like, that's what I mean. So when I say scholarship, that's what, like, a lot of Judaic studies scholars spend a lot of time doing, is telling you how this whole idea was based on a mistake in the text or whatever. Somebody read something wrong, and that's what they, you know. So the reason we know it's wrong is we've actually found older manuscripts of the benching, and it says Bishabis in those Siddurim, and those Siddurim actually predate the Shmuel Aleph Shmuel Beis split. So the Shmuel Aleph Shmuel Beis was not done by Jews. That was done by non-Jewish Christian scholars. They split Sefer Shmuel into two books. The same way that the Prakim are not Jewish things. They were also developed by non-Jewish scholars. So the concept of saying Migdol on Shabbos actually predates the existence of Sefer Shmuel Beis. So it can't be that it says Shmuel Beis was a mistake and we read it as B'Shabbos. It's impossible. Right, he's got another one where he says, why do we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaKippurim? Why do we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, Mekadesh HaShabbos? But we don't say, on Sholosh Regalim, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Why don't we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Chag HaSukkos, V'Chag HaMatzos? Right? So his suggestion is that somebody looked in the old machzers and they were cheaping out on the ink or whatever, and they wrote Mekadesh Yisrael veha, and then parentheses it said zman, right? It says you insert the one that you're supposed to do. You know, the same way if you look in Yalav Yavo, they just write like Rosh Chodesh or Chag HaMatzos or Yom HaZikaron or whatever it is. So it said Mekadesh Yisrael v'ha, and then it said zman. So then somebody else picked it up and said v'hazmanim in there. There's no way that's true. But that's what I would call bad scholarship. Good scholarship, you have to find the early sitter where it actually said that and show it to people and say, look, this is where it came from. That would be good scholarship. Bad scholarship is just assuming that that's where it came from and just making stuff up. So there were those who engaged in bad scholarship, and I'll get to this Ramban. I feel bad. I forgot what they thought that it used to stand for. But I can prove to you that it's not the case. It's not my... I heard it from Rusher Weiss a while back, that this is the case. There is definitive proof that the Ramban meant what he said and said what he meant. That he was... Sviris Omer is not a mitzvah seishas man grama. So how could this be? So amongst the Achronim, there is a sefer called, if you look in source number 5, the Biur al Sefer HaMitzvos Rav Sadia Gon, by Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perla. Rav Yeruchim Fishel Perla was a great Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, and he basically took... I'm out of copies. I'm sorry. If you want to just grab one, you can just put it through the copier very quickly. He took the the poem that Rav Sadia Gaon wrote. Rav Sadia Gaon wrote like a 2-3 page piyut where he listed off all what he believed to be the Taryag Mitzvos, and Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perle took that and he turned it into a 3-volume set of Sfarim explaining the all of the mitzvahs. And it's really an unbelievable work. So in there, in one of the introductions, the 12th parak of his introduction, he discusses this idea of mitzvahs aseishes man grum. And it's kedai to read it inside. Well, maybe we'll just read some of the underlines, but... So lefum riata ein lecha mitzvah shazman gram yosem izu. So he says about Svira Somer, quotes the Ramban, and he says at first glance you're not going to get more of a mitzvah to say shazman gram than Svira Somer. And then skipping, I'm just going to skip to the underlines here. V'haluch ora bikurim vale avelei mitzvah shazman gram. And I pointed out bikurim before. Bikurim is also something that you have times when you can bring it and times when you can't bring it. Shena noheges ilam minat seres v'ara Chanukah. Right, according to the Mishnayos, you can only bring it from Shavuos till Chanukah time. So he quotes the Turei Evin. Right, this is not a Turei Evin by us. We have the Turei Evin. Turei Evin is not on that many Masechtas. Right, it's the Sefer from the Shagas Aryeh on a few Masechtas in Shas. So mostly the Moed Masechtas, and he quotes the Turei Evin in Megillah. That he says that mitzvah seishes man grama is specifically when the mitzvah itself is only at certain times and not at other times. It says aval hecha the davar acher hu shegorim la shalot tiskayim elav oso asman. But let's say there is something else which causes the mitzvah not to be done at that time. Uchagon havas bikurim. Let's take Bikurim for an example. Demashein meviim kodem atzeres haynu rak mishum d'shtei alechem ma'akven aleim. The reason you're not allowed to bring your Bikurim before Shavuos is that the first thing has to be the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is the special korban that we bring on Shavuos, right? That we bring two sheep and together with two loaves of bread. Those two loaves of bread are the only korban, besides one other part of a korban that's chametz in the whole Beis Hamikdash. All the other korbanos are kosher lePesach, right? Only the shtei alechem and what else? Who knows what else is chametz? What? Well, right. So out of the korban todah is an animal, but out of the it's also accompanied by 40 loaves of bread. So out of the 40 loaves of bread that's supposed to accompany the korban todah, 10 of them are supposed to be chametz. Other than that, that's why you don't say Mizma Lesoda on Erev Pesach, because we'd be Memayit the Zman Achil of the Korban, because you'd have to destroy all the Chametz by Chatzos Hayom. So therefore, we don't bring a Korban Toda on Erev Pesach, because you're not allowed to bring a Korban in a way that's going to lessen the Zman Achila for that Korban. But anyway... Those are the only things. So Shtei Alechem has to be the Reishis Bikurim, has to be the first of the new crop that's brought. And Shein Mevi'im LeMikdash Menachos Bikurim, called them Shtei Alechem, the Karino Kara Bikurim, because that's called Bikurim. Vein Matirim LaHavi Menacholish LeMikdash. And that's what allows us to bring from all the new crops to the Beis HaMikdash. V'kol Shekein, Kodim LaOmer, She'osu Mishim Chalish. All right, we'll get a... Not worry about that. So he says, basically, you can't bring the Bikurim before Shavuos. Why? Because you haven't yet brought the Shtei Alechem. But what about Chanukah? What did lighting Chanukah candles have to do with Bikurim, right? Bikurim existed how many years before Chanukah candles? So you figure Chanukah candles, a good 1,500 years prior to Chanukah candles, there was Bikurim. So it existed in concept. Probably didn't start for only about 900 years before Chanukah candles. No, more than that. Yeah. Okay, 900. Probably about 1,000 years before Chanukah candles, we were bringing Bikurim already. So what does Chanukah have to do with... You can't bring any more Bikurim after Chanukah. She'ein mevi an od, haynu rak mishum dechsiv asher tavo me'artzecha. De mashma kol zman shemitzuyon ba'artzecha. Meaning it has to be that you bring the Bikurim kol zman, that those crops are ripe in Eretz Yisrael. But after that, after the time of Chanukah, the Chachamim figured out that that's already when all the crops are gone from the trees, all the fruits are gone from the trees after that point. So why is Bikurim not a Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama? Ah, you can only bring it for a set time between Shavuos and Chanukah. Right, but that's not why. It's not because the Torah said you can't bring Bikurim except for during this time. It's not like the Torah said it about you have to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. That's a Zman Grama. Right, you have to make Kiddush on Shabbos. That's a Zman Grama. I purposely chose two Zman Gramas that women are actually chayav in. But nevertheless, those are mitzvot sasei Zman Grama. You sit in the sukkah from the 15th day of Tishrei for 7 days. That's a Zman Grama. This is not Zman Grama. This is just something that practically it has a time frame because of other reasons, i.e., the Shtei Alechem on one end, and the fact that there's a Gzeiras HaKasev that Bikurim can only be brought kol zman, that the fruits are still found in the fields on the other end. So based on those two bookends, you just practically can't bring it any other time. But that's not its zman that the Torah gave it. So that's his hakdama to what he wants to say to explain Sfiras HaOmer. So how does this relate to Sfiras HaOmer? So he says, yeah, because Sfiras HaOmer is also not something that has a zman per se. Let's skip to the next set of underlines. Hainu rak mishum shetluya ba'omer. Why can't you count Sfiras HaOmer any other time? Because you only count Sfira when you bring the Korban HaOmer. So you start bringing the Korban HaOmer mimacharas HaShabbos, right? We start bringing it from the second day of Pesach. Kidichsim miyom aviyachem is Omer HaTnufa, right? What's the pasuk? Usfartem lochem mimacharas HaShabbos miyom aviyachem is Omer HaTnufa. You count from the day you bring the Korban HaOmer. V'imkein lo azman mitzad atzmo goreim shelot iskayim mitzvah bezman acher. It's not that the time causes you to not do the mitzvah any other time. Ela davar acher hu shegorim l'kviyas man zeh. It's something else. It's the hakravas haomer which blocks you from counting. Why didn't we count Sfira today? Because today is not within 49 days of the omer. But if it would have been, we would have. You can't count Sfira until the hakravas haomer. But once the hakravas haomer starts, then you count Sfira for 49 up to 49. But it's not the zman. It's the hakravas haomer which causes it. Says this is not a mitzvah saseh shezman grama because it's not the zman that causes it. So what Rabbi Rechem Fishel Perla is saying is that what the Ramban meant by this is that mitzvah saseh shezman grama is not time bound mitzvahs, right? So now let's go back to our original English definition. Time bound. What do we mean by bound? What does the word bound mean? Right? What does the word grama mean? Caused. So he says, you have to take that definition very literally. Mitzvah saseh shezman grama doesn't mean time bound mitzvos. It means time caused mitzvos. If the reason the mitzvah comes to being is due to a time, then it's a time-caused mitzvah. If the mitzvah comes to be because of some other reason, it's not a time-caused mitzvah. Yes, it's a time-bound mitzvah, but that's not what the words mitzvah saseh shezman grama mean. Mitzvah saseh shezman grama means it was caused by a time. Not that it has a time. Right. According to the Rambam, it seems that it's all tully in whether or not it has a zman, and it doesn't have a zman. So if it has a zman, it's zman grama. Sfiras HaOmer has a zman, doesn't have a zman. Zman grama. Right? However, the Ramban is saying, no, it's not the zman which causes the mitzvah to be done or not done. It's something else which causes it. That thing is caused by a zman, inachinami. But it's not the zman that's gorim. So inachinami, the hakrava saomer is zman grama, but sfira saomer is not zman grama. Yeah.
I guess this could be a whole separate discussion based off of what the nature of the counting of omer nowadays.
bounded by the former owner, validated we don't have a former owner, still.
So what you're saying is very good. That Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Mikroi Kodesh suggests something along those lines. He wants to suggest that the two shitos of the Rambam and the Ramban are intertwined. Meaning, the Rambam holds that Sfirisa Omer Bizman Hazeh is Doraisa. Why? Because really everyone agrees with this vort. Everyone holds that the definition of Zman Grama is time caused. So why does the Rambam say Sfiris Omer is Zman Grama? Because the Rambam holds there are two independent mitzvos. That we know is true. How do we know it's true? Because the Rambam holds that Bizmanenu, Sfiris Omer is still Doraisa. So since Sfiris Omer is still Doraisa, obviously it's not intertwined with the Akravas Omer. So what causes Sfira Omer? The Zman, not the Akravas Omer. Because we're still counting Sfira, and there's no Akravas Omer. However, the Ramban, who says, Bizman Hazeh, Sfira Omer is Midi Rabbanon, Zeichar LeMikdash, correct. So, based on that, he wants to suggest that Sfira Omer is only Midrabanam Bizman Hazeh because, and therefore it's Zman Grama, because the Hakrava Sa'omer is what causes it. So Mamela, it's not the rice anymore now that we don't have the Hakrava Sa'omer. It's not Zman Grama because it's caused by Hakrava Sa'omer. So it would be Durabanam Bizman Hazeh. That's how he wants to explain it. Problem with that is that it leads to a stira in Psach, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskins both ways. Shulchan Aruch paskins that Bizman Hazeh, Sfiris Omer is only midrabanan, but also that he paskins women are pater. So it's a little iffy. Pashtus is the real machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban is the definition of a mitzvah sasei shezman grama. But I'm saying you could do worse than holding like a two Pesach Frank. You know, so you're saying very well. So, okay. So how do I know that this is correct? How do I know that Rav Yochum Bishul Perl is right? It's not just a cute vart. It's pretty cute though. But nevertheless, how do I know that it's actually correct? Because the Maram Chalava says the same thing. And that's how I know that the fake scholarly answer is wrong. Because the Maram Chalava, how did the Maram Chalava know his Chidushei HaRamban? He learned it from the Rashba. He was a Talmud of the Rashba. He's not so well known as a Rishon, unless you learn Maseches Psachim. Maseches Psachim is a very important Rishon, but we don't have his writings on most Masechtas. So therefore, it's not one of the more common known. Psachim, for whatever reason, we have two Talmidim, two of the Chachmei Svarad that don't exist in most other Masechtas. We have Chedusha Rabbeinu David. And we have Maram Chalava. Those are two important Rishonim on Psachim from the same style as the Ramban and his Talmidim, but we don't have them really on any other Masechtas. So the Maram Chalava in his Tshuvos, so he writes exactly what the Ramban holds, and it's exactly what Rabbi Yochum Bishul Perlo was Machadesh, you know, close to 1,000 years later. So he got it. He was, sometimes you just got it right, you know. So it was clearly the Ramban was not a typo, because why would his Talmidim and his grand Talmidim be quoting this typo? They probably heard it straight from him, and also they explain that exactly the way Rabbi Yochum Bishul Perlo. Now much more bekitzer. That's one of the main chilukim between Rishonim and Achronim, is the Rishonim write much more bekitzer, and the Achronim talk a lot more. But nevertheless, you can take a look in the one line. Sfiris Omer ain gorim lo azman ela amaisa dino kravas Omer. V'yafa pisha Omer tolui bizman mikol makom hamispar ino tolui ela b'maisa akrava v'lo azman gram. Exactly like Rabbi Yochum Bishul Perlo explained. So that l'chora is the correct shot in the Ramban, or at least according to the Talmidim of the Ramban. Okay, so basically what we have here is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban, how you define Zman Grama. Is it defined as a time-bound mitzvah, like the Rambam, the standard definition? Or is it like the Ramban, that it's defined as a time caused mitzvah. So just a couple of other examples of how this plays out. We have a discussion, I gave you a few more on the sheet, Kiddush Levana. So the Magen Avraham here, on the comment of the Shulchan Aruch, that women are putter from saying Kiddush Levana, he starts off by saying, Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramahu. It's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah. Easy enough. Women don't have to say Kiddush Levana because Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah. Then he goes on a little bit and says, women do a lot of Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah, and they even make brachos on Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Gramah. So he quotes from the Shalah Kaddish that, women should not do Kiddush Levana. Kabbalistically, it's a bad idea. So that's the Magen Avraham's recommendation. Although he points out that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is mashma very much that women did say Kiddush Levana in the time of the Gemara, but nevertheless, he says maybe that's not to be taken literally. We're not going to get into that now. But if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's very much mashma that women did say the bracha on the Levana, but okay. Nevertheless, the Gemara didn't know so much Kabbalah, I guess. So the bottom line is that women are putter from Kiddush Levana because Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Also, on the flip side of the page, I gave you Sifkatan Aleph in the Magen Avraham here because that's the number one shiloh that everyone asks. The part that I quoted to you from before for the Magen Avraham is actually a little introduction to Simen Tav Chavav. And then in Sifkatan Aleph in Tav Chavav, he discusses, you know, what's the only shiloh you ever get for Kiddush Levana? I don't know. You guys ever, what's the only shiloh that's ever been asked? Oh, okay, so that's fair. No, but I'm saying once everybody's out there trying to say Kiddush Levana, is that a good enough moon? I'm not sure. Can you see it enough, right? Is that a good enough moon? That rabbi, because I'm, you know, the rabbi knows about the moon very well. No, so these are the rules. Sifkat Na'alav and Magen Avraham is the rules. Basically, if you can be neh-neh from the Or HaLevana, which actually comes up somewhat in camp, you could actually benefit from the moonlight. In the city, you don't really, there's so many lights, it's hard to tell whether you could be benefit from the moonlight. Basically, if the moon is shining, then you can say Kiddush Levana. If it's like you're struggling to see it, so it's definitely not giving off any light that you would benefit from, so then you can't say Kiddush Levana at that point. Also, he points out, he quotes at the very end, after Tshuvas HaRadvaz, he says, like, if you know that if you start saying the bracha, the Radvaz says that as long as the moon was out when you said the bracha, even if it gets subsequently covered by a cloud, you can continue saying the bracha. But you shouldn't say the bracha if you see the clouds and you know that you have a 3-second window where it's going to be in between the clouds. Then he says, then you should not say, you shouldn't start saying the bracha because you know it's going to get covered up right afterwards. It's only if it gets covered up unbeknownst to you, then you can say Kiddush Levana anyway. Okay, anyway, that's just a side point. But the Magen Avraham says Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah seishes man grama. You can only say it from the molad, you know, from a certain amount of time after the molad, 3 days, 7 days, depending on which Masorah you follow, until the 15th of the month. So that's it. The Chachmas Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, there are a few different Chachmas Shlomo. The Chachmas Shlomo on Shas is the Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria, author of the Yamshul Shlomo. The Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch is Rav Shlomo Kluger. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't like this pshat in the Magen Avraham, and he says something similar to what we said in the Ramban. And I'm not going to read it inside now, but you can check it out. The Rav Shlomo Kluger says that Kiddush Levana is not a mitzvah seishes man grama. We just only say the bracha on the moon when it's waxing. We don't say the bracha on the moon when it's waning. That's just that's not totally in the zman, it's totally in the metzias of the moon. And therefore, it fits into that idea of the Ramban that it's a time-caused mitzvah versus a time-bound mitzvah. I mean, Magen Avraham sounds like the Rambam, that if it has a time where we do it, then it's zman grama. Whereas, according to Shlomo Kluger, the time is not what causes it. It's just like Sfiras Omer. The time doesn't cause Sfiras HaOmer. The time doesn't cause Bikurim. External factors are what cause it. And therefore, Kiddush Levana is not a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. And therefore, he thinks that women should say Kiddush Levana. And another example of the Magen Avraham L'shitaso is Kriyat Shma L'Amita. If you look in source number 9, At the end of a different discussion. He's discussing when should you say hamapil if you're afraid you're going to fall asleep, you're not going to fall asleep, whatever the case is. So umashalono agua nashim laomra efshar desviralu. So it's interesting. He says women do not have the custom to say Kriya Shema Lamita. Maybe they hold. Doesn't sound like he holds this way, but he says maybe they hold. Came and they don't know a yellow balayla pturin dave shazman grama. He says, maybe they liken it to Kriya Shema, because, and they say that really you're only supposed to say Kriya Shema Lamita at night. If you go to sleep during the day, let's say you have a night shift job, and you always go to sleep, you come home, you daven Vasikin, and then you go to sleep. He says, you wouldn't say the bracha, you could say Kriya Shema all you want, because it's just Shema. You wouldn't say the bracha of Hamapil, because the bracha of Hamapil was only meant to be said at night. So he says, maybe they don't say Kriya Shema Lamita because they view it as a Zman Gram. Again, it's not the reason we say Kriya Shema Lamita is not because Kriya Shema Lamita is totally in a certain zman. It's shimur from mazikin, and mazikin are dafka at night much more so than during the day, right? You guys learn the same sugi is in kiddushin daf lamed, where they talk about a certain types of demons. There was a mazik in the Beis Medrash of Abaye that was so powerful it would even bother people during the day, right? It's most mazikin, they don't do anything to people during the day, only do things at night. So okay, whatever the reason is, but we say Kriya Shema Lamita because we want that shmira at night from the mazikin, but we're not chayiv to say it during the day, because it wasn't nitkan to say it during the day, because that's not the zman for mazikin. So again, it's not really zman grama, but the Magen Avraham Lashitaso considers it as zman grama because we only say it at night. Okay, that is again that basic machlokes and a couple of nafkaminas. Just within the shita of the Rambam himself, as we're representing it with the Magen Avraham, that any mitzvah that has a zman is automatically zman grama. So there's room for further investigation on that front. How so? So there is an interesting comment of the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Kriya Shema, source number 10. Kesef Mishnah discusses the following question. Why, when it comes to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, right, we know the opening Mishnah, Maseches Brachos, what's the zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? Right, what's the zman for Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? From the time the Kohanim eat Truma, right, which is the beginning of the night, Seis HaKochavim. And when does it really end? Right, Alos HaShach. Right, so it ends, it's all night. Because we learn that out from the word Uvkumecha. Right? So, and when is Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? When's Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? B'shach b'cha. I'm sorry. I said uv kumecha. I meant b'shach b'cha. Sorry. So we learn b'shach b'cha when you're lying down. So that's Kriya Shema at night. Uv kumecha is when you get up. So what's the what zman is that? When's Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? Until the first 3 hours into the day. So he says Kesef Mishnah, I don't understand. It should either be when you're going to sleep at night for 3 hours, let's say, and when you get up for 3 hours, or it should be the whole zman that you're sleeping and the whole zman that you're up. That's his kasha. So he's so in love with this kasha that he suggests that actually min haTorah, zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is all day. Right? So he must have been a machzor bet guy. So he holds that zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is all day. Right? And Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis is all night. And really, you could say it's only midirabbanan that we say you should say Kriya Shema before the end of the third hour. That's the chiddush of the Kesef Mishnah. Comes the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this Kesef Mishnah and he rejects it. He says, what are you talking about? He says, first of all, it's not really a kasha anyway, because B'shach b'cha means kol zman that you're lying down. Uv kumecha means when you're getting up. It doesn't mean when you're standing up. If it would have said when you're standing up, then I hear the kasha. But it says when you're getting up. When you're getting up, that's the first 3 hours into the day. So you didn't understand the whole kasha to start with. But then he said, and even if you would agree to the kasha, I have a raya that it's not true. Just that, read that one underline. Va'od diladvarav kriyashma midaraisas mana kolayom v'chol alayla v'havalei mitzvah she'el lo azman grama. So he says, according to him, kriyashma would not be zman grama. And we know the Mishnah says women are parted from kriyashma. So, kriyashma is definitely zman grama. It's on the list of examples. How could it be that it's zman grama if you hold that all day is the Zman for Kriyashma Shel Shacharis and all night is Zman for Kriyashma Shel Arvis? It's not Zman Groma. Kriyashma is all day and all night. That is the Taina of the Magen Avram. You guys hear the claim? It's a weird Taina. What's the reason it's not such a good Taina? Think about it. What's the reason that's not such a good Taina? I mean, maybe you think it's good. Okay. Magen Avraham said it can't be all that bad, right? So why do you think it's a good taina? Why do you think it's a bad taina? It's very simple. Is the Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis at night? No. Is the Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis during the day? Also no. So what is he talking about? He says, oh, if the Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis would be all day, then it wouldn't be Zman Grama, because Zman for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is all night. So what? So there are a number of ways you can explain this, whether you consider Kriyat Shema to be one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. So maybe the Magen Avraham holds a total of one mitzvah, and if it's all day and all night, then it's not Zman Grama. That's definitely a possibility. But if you look in the Shagas Aryeh in source number 12, so we quoted Turei Evin earlier, this is the main sefer of the Turei Evin is the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh just points out, he says, Hine after bemis ain't different Kesef Mishnah Nechonim. He says, even though I agree with the Magen Avraham that the Kesef Mishnah is wrong, I'm not going to explain why. But the Magen Avraham's kasha is nothing. She says, either way, you can't do the daytime one at night, you can't do the nighttime one at day. So it's still Zman Grama. So what's the Magen Avraham talking about? So look in number 13. The Levushe Srad is one of the earlier commentaries on the Magen Avraham. Is a commentary we mentioned earlier, one of the other shiurim in the Machatzis HaShekel, that's the earliest commentary in the Magen Avraham. But Levushe Srad and the Prima Gadim are they came a little bit afterwards. And Levushe Srad comments on the Magen Avraham, and he says, Mitzvah saseh shelo zman grama, afal gab de kriyashma shalayla zmana rak balayla vishal yom biyom, mikol makom kol kriyashma shabosim. It's the same mitzvah of Shema, mimela vitamit zman kriyashma. There's no difference between the kriyashma we say by day and by night. So what's the Magen Avraham really saying? You can't be a mitzvah saseh zman grama unless there's a time where you're not doing it and a time where you are doing it. If you're always doing it all the time, that's not Zman Grama. So what's the machlokes between the Kesef Mishnah / Shagas Aryeh on one hand and the Magen Avraham on the other hand? According to they both agree with the Rambam's view of what's a mitzvah saseh Zman Grama. However, they disagree as to, within the Rambam, how do you define Zman Grama further? Yes, it has a time. But it also has to have a time when it's not. Meaning, if you hold that you can always be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyashma, by day and by night, then that's, even though, yes, each segment of Kriyashma has a time, that's not enough to be a Zman Grama. There has to be a time when you do the mitzvah and a time where you can't do the mitzvah. If there's only a time where you can do the mitzvah, it's not Zman Grama. So just to conclude, to wrap up what we've said so far, is that we've explain that there's a concept of Zman Grama. Now, the big chakira when it comes to what is the definition of Zman Grama, is it a mitzvah sheyesh ba zman? It's a mitzvah that has a time? Or is it a mitzvah that is caused by time? A mitzvah that the Zman is actually goreim. So according to the Rambam, any mitzvah that has a set time is a mitzvah sezeh zman gram. According to the Ramban, it has to be caused by time. And we pointed out a couple of nafkaminas, Svirsa Omer, Bikurim, Kiddush Levana, perhaps, as well as Kriyash Malamita. And then we said further, within the sheet of the Rambam, that any mitzvah that has a time, there's a further room to break it down that maybe it's not just a mitzvah that has a time, it also has to be a mitzvah that does not have a time, meaning that there is a time where you can't do it. So according to the Kesef Mishnah, as long as it has a time, that's all that matters. But according to the Magen Avraham, it's not just about having a time. It also has to have a time where you can't do it. And therefore, it's not time caused, but it has to be, the definition of time bound is sometimes you can do it and sometimes you can't do it. And that's the Shita of the Magen Avraham. Anyway, yeah. Well, that's not time bound at all. I mean, that's an event, right? Even for example, another example we could have given is Birkas Hachama, right? So I forgot already how many, once every 28 years, I don't know, 18 years, I forgot already how often it is. But you're not making a bracha because of the time. Yes, there are times you can do it and times you can't do it. You're making a bracha because of the event. The time is secondary to the event. So according to perhaps the Rambam, that would still be Zman Grama, but according to the Ramban, that's not Zman Grama because it's not based on the time. It's just the sun is not in that position other than at this exact moment. So things like that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yashikoch, guys.